This is Alec Hill. It's my pleasure today to interview Jim Lundgren, Vice President of Collegiate Ministries. And I've got a few questions for Jim about our growth initiative, which we're really excited about and seeing what's happening there. Jim, what's our overall five-year vision for chapter planning and chapter building?
Well, it might help if I backed up a little bit and talked a bit about where that vision comes from, if that's okay, Alec.
That's okay by me.
We started about 5 or 6 years ago in a meeting with regional directors where we asked the regional directors, what is it that if the national movement would pay attention to, you would find in your work back in your regions to be most helpful? And that produced a lot of conversation in that meeting and a lot of energy. And one of the number one things that came out of that meeting was that if we could pay attention for a prolonged period of time to building and strengthening and growing the movement, and by that they meant the work on campus, that would feel like InterVarsity nationally was really serving the work of the regions. And so we purposed to do that. And that meant we started to take a look at where are we, because you can't have a good plan if you don't have a sense of knowing where you're coming from. And our strong sense was that we hadn't paid much attention in the last decade, really, to the principles of building strong chapters or planting strong chapters. And the result was that overall we were plateaued in our numbers in terms of the size of our ministry, and we were losing almost all the chapters we planted died within 4 years. And so we said the way we can help the movement and our field staff be more effective on campus is to pay attention to what are the universal principles of chapter planting and building that are transferable across geography, type of campus, ethnicity, gender, all the different variables you can think of. We were looking for the basic principles. And in each area, we took a group of gifted field staff who represented a lot of that diversity in the movement and set them apart for 2 years to develop with the first group, the principles of chapter building, and with the second group, the principles of chapter planting. And over a two-year period, each of those task forces came up with the strategy that we're using today. And the strategy is basically one of taking groups of staff. In the case of chapter building, we're going to take three groups of staff that we're calling cohorts and train them, give them intensive training. In each year, it's about 60 staff in each cohort. We give them intensive training in chapter building principles. We give them a coach who can help them work out that training. We give them help with finances. And the goal is as we give them the basics of doing work, the work of chapter building, they can then turn around and reproduce that back on campus in a way that builds the kind of witnessing communities of faculty and students and staff that we long to build in InterVarsity. And then in chapter planting, we've been taking 12 staff apart who are dedicated to each plant at least one new chapter and giving them the same kind of resourcing, a coach, intensive training in the principles of planting, funding help so that they get on campus more quickly and they have finances to pay for their ministry expenses, with the goal of helping these people really be successful. We're now in our second year of both cohorts, and our goal is to do one more building cohort over the next 4 years and four more chapter planting cohorts that would have about 20 staff in each cohort.
So are you feeling pretty good about progress today?
Yeah. One of the things that makes me most excited is the learning community that's being built across the movement in chapter planting and building. We had as many failures as we had successes in each area with the first cohort that was launched in July of 2006. And what we said is that, you know, our goal isn't to be perfect. Our goal is to really learn. And so we've worked to learn hard from our successes and hard from our failures and not to repeat the failures again. And what's happened is there's a very open, free exchange of ideas. People are taking the principles in each of these areas, they're working with them, they're playing with them, they're improving them. And the result is a lot of energy being released across the movement in both planting and building.
I wanted to ask you, there are the official national chapter planting, chapter building cohorts. There's
right.
also things that are spinning off in regional
right.
and
right.
areas. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, there are regions like the New England region that has, they have two planters in the cohort this year of
in,
chapter
in the
planters.
National, the national,
national
cohort.
National cohort. But they also have another three staffs that are being helped locally. And they're taking the same principles that we're teaching nationally. They're giving them a coach from New England who can coach them. They don't have as much funding to give and as much training to offer, but they're doing an excellent job. What's exciting is to see a region take this and build on it and contextualize it for their part of the country and then turn it loose. Same kind of thing is happening in building. There's been one of the things we've done is to offer regions funding to do internal training on chapter building, and most of our regions have done that in the last.
So it's starting to change the culture?
Yes. Yeah, and we're, like with the chapter planting, we're actually seeing chapters plant that thrive. That's kind of a...
Yeah, why don't you tell some stories of what you see?
Well, first of all, kind of in an overall sense, the first group of 12 staff have planted 12 chapters that total about 360 students active in them. And last year they saw 26 new believers make decisions for Christ, and it was a ball gathering with those 12 staff at Bear Trap Ranch for 4 days in late April, early May, and just to hear the stories of how God had worked in each case kind of profoundly to overcome obstacles and to see a chapter get planted. I brought some stories with me about the plants. There's one brand new one out at Fresno Community College in Fresno, California. Robert Madrid is the new chapter planter there. He has two staff who are helping him do the plant. They brought five black students to the Southern California evangelism training program called Ignite. And you got to imagine, this is a kickoff training program in evangelism that Southern California does every year. 400 students came to it. So Robert could bring his five students who've just gotten involved in the group to be with 400 students in Southern California who were together committing with their staff to be evangelists on campus.
Wow.
So what a great way. You know, this is like the second week of campus. Robert is taking these five brand-new students with him down to L.A. for this conference. Robert further reports that the Tuesday and Wednesday Bible studies that they're leading each week on campus are full of students who are coming to the Bible. That's just right. We're September 27th.
He was in the July
07.
Last
year at Youngstown State, Katie Schneider was the staff worker there. She was planting last year and is still building on that plant. They saw 9 new believers in the Black Campus Ministries chapter at Youngstown State. I just got an email from Alan's son, who is helping to plant a chapter at Mesa Community College down in San Diego. And one of the students they've met, and again, this is a brand-new chapter that's just started in the last few weeks, or is just starting, I should say, in the last few weeks.
System out there. Yeah.
And he's already met a guy, a student named Gerald, who actually started a Christian fellowship when he was a student at another community college in New York. He's transferred to Mesa, and he was looking for a Christian fellowship. Alan and Gerald bumped into each other, and now Gerald is helping start this new fellowship at Mesa Community College. And then Alan tells a story about a student he's calling Jenny. He doesn't name her, give her a real name, and I want to read it to you if that's okay. Jenny is an Asian American who is seeking out Jesus. So far, she has been at every event that we have had since she met us. She wanted to join InterVarsity to be part of something. Most college students are looking for belonging and friendship in this transitional time for their lives. For Jenny, she has been told from her parents that she is not amounting to anything. Studying at a community college and whatnot are all factors that don't measure up in her life. A few days ago, we had the opportunity to do a gig, Groups Investigating God, with her, and she looked at the Bible for the first time from John chapter 4. She was able to identify with the woman at the well. I presented the gospel to her, but she said, quote, "Ask me that next week," unquote. I love that, Alan writes, because it means that she is moving towards that direction of being ready. Praise God for the ways he works. Keep praying for Jenny, please. So what gets me excited, Alec, is there was nothing going on at Mesa last spring. And today there's a group that Gerald can help plant, and the result of that group can, you know, we're praying, will bring Jenny to Christ. And that's why we plant chapters, not to rack them up on our belts, but to say InterVarsity is a wonderful movement, but it's so people like Gerald and Jenny have a place to thrive and meet Christ while they're students.
Jim, I've heard you use the word missional Christian. Can you define that a little bit?
Yeah. A missional Christian is a student or a faculty member who has dedicated their life to Jesus Christ and is committed to Christ as Savior and Lord, and is seeking actively to live that out in their life as a student or a faculty member on campus. And so a missional Christian is someone who wants to be a part of the mission of Christ on campus. And it's one of the things we've been learning in the chapter building process is we have too many what you might call role leaders in many of our chapters. They're people who have accepted the role. So they're a small group coordinator or they're a large group coordinator, but they aren't really a missional Christian. They're filling that role as if it was a role in the club. And when you have leaders, quote unquote, who aren't missional Christians, that will affect the vitality of the chapter. And so what we're trying to train the staff to do on both the building and the planting side is to look for and know how to develop missional Christians and to put those folks in leadership. Because with people like that, you know, you can change the world. With people who are just filling a role, you will just be a club, another group on campus.
Tell us about some of the challenges that this initiative faces.
Well, that's the first one, is finding people who are either at that point or who want to get there. And many people don't come to us as fully formed missional Christians. They've got the inklings of it, but they may have some issues in their life that need ironing out. And so helping staff see the potential and then know how to work with that potential so that it's realized. And obviously that's a work of the Holy Spirit as well as a work of our staff. That's a crucial obstacle, is learning how to do that more effectively in cooperation with what the Holy Spirit's doing on campus. Another obstacle on the planting side is making sure that the planters don't burn out. The nature of planting is you're just continually meeting new people. And you've got to go on campus every day, not thinking I'm going to meet with just the people I met with last week, but you're reaching out and trying to find new people. In one sense, with chapter planting, new student outreach doesn't end with September or the end of August. New student outreach continues all through your first 2 years on staff. And that's exhausting work. And so we want to make sure that these staff are supported spiritually and with coaching and with supervisors who understand the stresses and strains of chapter planting. I think with building, it's staying on the cutting edge, on the creative edge, when you're trying to do activities that you do regularly every year. It's really easy to do new student outreach the way we did it 5 years ago and not continuing to stay creative and thoughtful. You know, 2100 and InterVarsity Graphics has been very helpful because they've been working hard to keep us on the cutting edge in terms of the look of our new chapters and the look that we're presenting with brochures and flyers and other kinds of materials that we give out to students that we contact. The whole proxy station kind of thing that is going on right now across InterVarsity. That's creative stuff that draws in people who, non-Christians who think they know what Christianity is and aren't interested, and Christians who just have become jaded by all the publicity that they see. So staying creative and faithful, I mean, that's you don't want to be creative in the sense that you do it, new student outreach 1 year and you don't do it the next year. You want to be creative in that each year you reinvent it. That's a real challenge for our staff.
Finally, Jim, how can we pray for you and for this initiative and chapter planners and chapter builders?
Well, I think first of all is that we stay sharp in both groups, the building and the planting task forces, to keep a learning community edge to this whole process. We don't feel like we've learned everything there is to learn in either of these areas. And so we need to keep our own curiosity high. And I would appreciate prayer for both those groups of staff. They're all working above and beyond. You know, they're not getting extra salary. They're actually serving sacrificially for the sake of other staff. And they come to meetings. They do training. They spend a lot of time away from home, these campus staff members and area directors who are working on this. And they're really serving all of us. So I'd ask you to pray for those folks. On the planting side, I'd ask you to pray that God would be raising up more new staff who have what you might call the planting gene. They're people who just love to plant. They love to start new things. And that you would help the rest of us in InterVarsity become more hospitable to people who are like this. They're not like the rest of us, and we need to see that as being good, not being a pain.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's very encouraging, and for the last few years, this has gotten me up in the morning as well. It's great to hear the reports. Thank you for your good work.
Thank you very much, Alec.
All right.